Nothing Jesus did just happened. There was always a reason. God had a plan for his son. And so when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that day, it was all part of God's specially laid out, careful plan for his son. It was a plan to rescue the people and to change their lives forever. Palm Sunday is recorded in all four of the Gospels. And it was a very significant, momentous occasion, not just for the people of Jesus' time, but for Christians throughout history and for you and me today. Almost 2,000 years later, we are still thinking and celebrating Palm Sunday and remembering what Jesus did on that day. But why did Jesus ride into Jerusalem on a donkey? What was the significance of him doing that on that day? Well, the first reason was to fulfill a prophecy. There was a man called Zechariah, and he lived 500 years before Jesus was born, and he was a prophet. So his job was to listen to what God said and to share that message with the people. And this is what he said 500 years before Jesus was even born. He said, "Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Israel. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious. Yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt." That prophecy came true on the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey. And Jesus was using it as a sign to show the people that he was this promised king. And so the second reason that Jesus rode into Jerusalem that day was to present himself to the people as the king. He was showing them that he was this long-awaited Messiah that they had been promised, the Savior that they had been waiting for so many hundreds of years. And Jesus acted like a king on that day. Some of what happened might pass us by, but it was the Jewish traditional reception for somebody who was royal. By putting the garments on the donkey and by spreading the garments on the road in front of the donkey as they walked along, by waving the palm branches in the air when they saw Jesus coming, and by spreading the palm branches on the ground as the donkey moved along, the people were treating Jesus as a king. I'll just show the next slide. Here he is coming in. And even the donkey, for us it seems like a humble animal, but the Jewish people would have known that this was an animal fit for a king, because even King David himself rode a donkey. And when his son was appointed king after him, King Solomon, he also was given the royal donkey to ride. But the donkey had another significance as well. It was a symbol of peace. And Jesus was letting the people know that he was coming as a peaceful king. He was letting them know that he wasn't going to start a rebellion. He wasn't going to try and seize power away from the Romans. He was letting the people know that he already had authority. He had authority in heaven and on earth. But the people didn't really understand, even though they praised him as a king on that day. Now, the third reason that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that day was to force the religious leaders to act. The religious leaders were already plotting against Jesus at the time. Here's what it says in Matthew. It says, "At the same time, the leading priests and the elders were meeting in the residence of Caiaphas, the high priest, plotting how to capture Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the Passover celebration, they agreed, or the people might riot." religious leaders knew that Jesus was popular at the moment. All the people had seen the healings, and recently they had even seen Jesus raise someone from the dead. And in Jerusalem, at that time of Passover, the population swelled to 6 times its normal amount of people, from 20 to 30,000 to 150,000 people. And it was a dangerous time because the people were remembering how years ago their ancestors were rescued by God from slavery and oppression. But at that time, they were also feeling oppressed by the Romans. And so the crowd were feeling very unsettled at that time, and they were wanting a leader to lead them. When the religious leaders saw Jesus come into Jerusalem on that day, and he saw the adoration of the crowd, they knew they couldn't wait much longer. No, they had to act, and to act soon, to get rid of Jesus. And so the fourth reason why Jesus came in Jerusalem that day was that it was the right time. There had been previous attempts to arrest Jesus, but the Bible just puts it that his hour had not yet come. And so Jesus had been able just to slip away through the crowds and avoid being arrested. But this was the appointed time. This was the time fast approaching when Jesus would sacrifice himself for us. Now, the date was Nisan 10. Now, Nisan was the first month in the Jewish calendar, a bit like our first month is January. Their first month was called Nisan. And today, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, it was Nisan 10. Now, Nisan 10 was the day when, according to the law, the Jewish people went out and found the Passover lamb. They selected a lamb that they were going to kill for the Passover. And it had to be a male lamb, either a sheep or a goat, without blemish or mark. In Exodus 12, verse 3, it says, "Announce to the whole community of Israel, says the Lord, that on the 10th day of this month, each family must choose a lamb or a young goat to sacrifice, one animal per household." Jesus was presenting himself as the Passover lamb on that day as he came into Jerusalem. But the lamb would not be sacrificed until Nisan 14. Exodus 12, verse 6 says, "Take special care of this chosen animal until the evening of the 14th day of the first month. Then the whole assembly of the community of Israel must slaughter their lamb or young goat at twilight." And the slaughter on this Nisan 14, on this particular year, the same year that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, when the lambs were being slaughtered on this Nisan 14, Jesus was being crucified on the cross. Again, this is a clear sign to us and to the people that Jesus is the new Passover lamb, the one who died in the place of God's people, the one sacrificed so that we can live. So, why did Jesus ride into Jerusalem that day on a donkey? Because he was following God's carefully laid out plan to save his people from sin and death. Now, in Kids Church, we have been learning all about the time when the people were slaves in Egypt. And we've been thinking last week all about the Passover and how God instructed the people to paint their door frames with the blood of the lamb. Now, I wonder what would have happened if the people hadn't done what God had said. I wonder if they thought, well, we're good people, we'll just do nothing, and I'm sure we'll be fine. I wonder what you think would have happened. And I think what would have happened is that they would have suffered the same fate as the Egyptians by not listening to God, by not responding to him. by just carrying on as normal, the angel of death wouldn't have passed over their houses and their firstborn would have been killed. So what about us? How do we respond to Jesus as a Passover lamb? Do you think God wants a response from you? And what is your response to Jesus who sacrificed his life for you? Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that Jesus is the Passover lamb. We thank you that he gave his life for us. We thank you we can celebrate today that he is a king, but we also thank you for his love and his mercy and his forgiveness. We thank you, Lord, that he completed the job by dying on the cross for us. Help us, Lord, to respond to him. Help us to follow him. Help us to trust him. Help us to give our lives for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.